It isn't officially a drought in central New York just yet, but it certainly has been a dry summer so far. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, farmers aren't pushing the panic button just yet, but they are keeping an eye to the sky.
Eric Baling grows apples and other fruits in his orchard in Mexico, New York, and he's using irrigation to help his crops make it through a very dry mid-July.
We try to get at least 6 gallons per tree per week. But if we don't get rain soon, a lot of our ponds are getting down to where, you know, we might last another week without rain, and then we're out of water.
At that point, he says, they prioritize.
We keep irrigating those crops that we know we need to get water to make sure the apple trees stay alive. Our younger trees that we just planted this year, they have a very small root system on them.
Irrigation isn't an option for some farmers. For example, the Findale Dairy Farm in Holland Patton. Debbie Finn is concerned about the farm's investment in corn for feed for the cows.
Our fields are so far from the farm. You know, we have to travel 15 miles for some of our fields now, so it's just too hard to do that.
So while they wait, the farmers joke about things like rain dances. But the bottom line is if this dry weather holds up, it'll hit them in the pocketbook.
Those people who have ample irrigation will benefit, but they'll have to raise their prices due to the cost of irrigation, your fuel, the labor putting all this irrigation out.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.